Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Steve Livengood.
Good morning, LaVon.
It is, and the weather really now has reminded us, it's getting toward Christmas time, and that means the Salvation Army bells.
You know, I'd like to talk about the bells, but we really don't have to talk about the weather. It's cold out there. And by the way, the weather has nothing to do with it. It's like, oh, hey, here's some weather to go with the bells. Yes, it's cold. Very cold.
It is, but like you say, you know, at that time of year, we live in Iowa, what do we expect?
Who didn't know it was going to get cold?
Right. So let's talk about something really positive, and that is the Salvation Army bells.
Indeed. I have to look at my press release to find out what I'm supposed to be called, but I guess I'm the campaign chair.
All right.
For the Salvation Army Cass County annual Red Kettle Kickoff, ring the bells out in front of the stores kind of thing. So that's what we're talking about.
And this is your first year being the campaign chair.
This is my first year. Sometimes you shouldn't answer the door, I guess. But yes, somebody said, well, hey, would you do that? And I hem-hawed around for about a month and finally decided, sure.
Right.
How bad could it be? We'll find out about that later.
Well, let's hope there are lots of people who say, we want to help out Steve, but more importantly, we want to help out what the purpose of this is.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what it's all about. We just have to ring the bells, and so we can collect the money. We're kind of a unique thing this year. We're only doing it on Saturday. Last year, they did it on Saturday and Sunday, so already we're only half as many as we did before. But on the process, 90% of what is collected stays here in Cass County. Last year, they raised $7,443. So logically, you would think it's going to be half of that. We don't really want half of that. We need about that same amount. So all you folks last year that put the money in the pot on Sunday, you're going to have to come out on Saturday and do it. So there you go.
And there'll be several Saturdays to do that.
There'll be several Saturdays. We're going to start on the 29th of November. Then we'll also do it the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th of December. Another thing that's unique this year for you folks that participated last year, only going to do 1.5-hour shifts instead of 2-hour shifts. The good thing about the 2-hour shifts is I need less people. The good thing about the 1.5-hour shifts is you don't get quite as cold, and that's not a promise, but it's theoretically you would only get a little bit cold.
Yeah, right. Yeah. depending on how cold the wind is and blah, blah, blah. But the great thing, and I've done it a couple of years, you know, the time goes by pretty fast if you have people coming by you, people putting money in, or just saying hi. You know, people may go by those pots how many times in that many Saturdays? And you don't have to put something in every time. Just say hi, just smile, whatever. And it just helps the bell ringer's time go by much faster.
You know, I think the easy way to do it was just the first time you go by, just slip a couple hundred in the pot.
There you go.
And then say, hey, I gave 200 this morning, and I don't really – and that would be easier to do it that way. I'm sure somebody will give you a free pass or something.
Yeah, checks certainly are accepted.
Checks are accepted, any kind
of pennies, nickels, dimes. And I love it when the little kids come and you know, the parents are making sure that their kids have some money in their hands so that they can put it in the pot.
I got the equipment out just this morning, actually, set it up in the garage because, I mean, I don't even know how to set this stuff up. And noted, you know, how low the pots hang and so that it is low enough and so that the 6- and 7-year-olds can put the money in also.
So there, it's a good learning opportunity for the kids. And they, you know, they enjoy doing it. So everybody can put their money in, no matter penny to, I don't know what the biggest check's ever been, but I know sometimes there are big checks in those pots, and that's good, too.
There are. I am sure that that's not $7,000 worth of pennies. At least I hope not, because
no,
I have to count those.
So.
But, I'm sure there's some big ones in there. And it's really great that the kids can do it, because so much of what they spend the money on, the money that stays here, is for the children. You know, the backpacks, the school lunch programs, the shoes for the kids that want to participate in sports that really can't afford the shoes. And so a lot of the money is spent for the children here in the county anyhow.
So are there other things on the list? I think it's important for people to know when they're donating that, first of all, most of it stays right here in the county, and secondly, that it goes for a variety of things.
There are, like I said, 90% of it stays here. The 10% of it, of course, is for administrative cards, you know, the pots and the kettles and that sort of thing. But 90% of it does stay here. Last year, they used it for the Child Abuse and Prevention Council for some of their projects, backpacks for the schools. They gave gift certificates or gift cards to the schools for at-risk students, you know, so they could hand them out as they deem necessary. It's the Shop with a Cop and the Family Christmas Program, so the Family Dream Christmas. So they use that money to actually go out and buy Christmas presents for folks that wouldn't otherwise have one. As I mentioned, they have the shoes for the kids that want to participate in sports. You know, if you want to be a wrestler, that takes a special shoe to do that. You really can't do it without that special shoe. So if you don't have that shoe, you can't do that. They have the backpack food program, which is very important, you know, for the children when they go to school. And then, of course, it's just the general assistance for the families that might need food or you know, something that I have for an emergency or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes their emergencies come up. You can't really have it on the list necessarily. You always have to have that little bit of fun there for the emergencies, because emergencies happen.
Exactly.
Life happens,
yep.
And that
indeed
includes
it, does.
It, you bet.
Yep.
Okay, so now we've talked about the dates, and now we need to talk about the times during each of those dates and the places.
Well, we're going to start at 4:30 in the morning. Oh, no, that's not courtyard.
You yeah, might be yeah. starting at 4:30, but not me.
The first shift starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m. Like I said, they're hour-and-a-half shifts. So it starts at 10 a.m. That'll go to 11:30, et cetera, et cetera. And they're going to end at 4 p.m. So There's only about four shifts per day, I guess you'd say. There are actually four locations. There's the Walmart East Door, the Walmart West Door, the Fairway, and the Hy-Vee. Dave Hancock is the assistant chairman, and he has already taken care of Hy-Vee, so I don't have to worry about Hy-Vee. I think the Kiwanis do that, and I'm sure that he also has other folks that help him with that. So all I have to worry about are the two at Walmart and the one at Fairway. But with the four shifts per day and that many doors and everything, basically I got 48 slots that I need that many folks to come out and ring a bell.
That's not so many.
No, because
Steve,
I've already got like three, so so I'm almost done.
Yeah, there you go. And so if people want to volunteer, and I know lots of people have done it, and they go, oh, yeah, I can do that again. But if you haven't done it before, you should give it a try, because it's really kind of fun. Anyhow, how do they volunteer?
Well, and yeah, that's the ones that have done it before. I have the list, but I'm not a salesman, so I don't want to call you and say, hey, can I put you down for the same period I had last year? Because, one, it's not the same period. We're doing it differently. If you've done it before and you'd still like to help again, or if you would like to do it because, wow, I may sure make that sound fun, and that's just me being me, then please call me. I'll have my cell phone, but I never answer it. I just carry it around and look important. What I'd really like you to do is to call my home phone, because that's got the answering machine on it.
Okay.
So call the home phone, 712-243-5445.
And if they look you up in the phone book, it's Maple Street.
Correct. There's two Steve Livengoods. If you call the other guy, well, I don't know, maybe he'll call and schedule. I'm not sure. But when you call, leave your name. Leave your phone number and a time that you would like to do it if you want to. If you don't have a specific time, then I'll just plug you in one of the slots and I'll give you a call back and say, hey, you're going to have to take the 5 a.m. shift, you know, out there at Walmart. Or maybe some other one.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, and people need to be thinking about doing this. And, again, the dates, you're starting, you know, November's almost half over. So the first one is in November.
The first one is the 29th of November. And these are Saturdays. The 29th of November. The 6th of December, the 13th of December, and the 20th of December.
Okay,
1.5-hour shifts.
So basically the Saturdays until right before Christmas.
Correct. The Saturdays right before Christmas.
Okay.
1.5-hour shifts, start at 10 a.m., end at 4 p.m. So,
And you provide the bell and the pot, and I think there's usually a little sign, something else.
There's signs. Now, you will want to dress warmly. I'm not going to provide you parkas and sleeping bags and whatnot. So you kind of need to, you know, bring some warm clothes. It's better to have two coats on and take one off than it is to have none on and wish you had
two. Heated mittens are good.
Yeah.
that's the part that gets cold first, as far as I'm concerned, are the fingers. So
It's cold, but hey, you know, we're from Iowa, it's always cold.
That's right. And like I say, when that hour and a half will go by pretty quickly when people come by and at least say hi. You know, even if you're not putting anything in the pot, that's okay, because maybe you did before, or we will the next day, whatever, you know.
And I think that, you know, if you was going to bring something, what I would bring would be a friend. Bring somebody to help you because you're going to be outside. And when you get cold or you need to take a break or something, it's kind of handy to have somebody left there. So bring
a
friend.
Good idea, Steve. Yeah. And if it's too boring, you can talk to each other, right?
Well, if you bring a good friend.
Yeah. Great idea, Steve. You don't have to do this by yourself.
Absolutely
and again,
not.
With that hour and a half, it, you know, there should be a lot of people who have an hour and a half to to give on one of those Saturdays starting at 10 a.m. And again, Steve Livengood is the campaign chair, and that's who you need to contact to work on one of those Saturdays. And 243-5445.
You write it down. It looks better than when you, but it's 5445.
Okay, 5445. However, it's easy for you to remember that and get that call made. And you might as well do it, you know, like now. If you're listening now, why don't you just do it? Because otherwise, if you're like me, you'd forget to do
it.
You
don't have to wait for me to go home. Just leave a message on the machine right now. It'd be okay.
We want to thank you very much, Steve, for being this campaign chair. It's a bit of a job, but if everybody cooperates, hey, it'll be
over by January.
Thank you so much, Steve Livengood, for coming to visit and telling us about the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign here in Cass County. Until next time, here's the thought that everyone you meet deserves to be greeted with a smile.